say goodbye for the new revolution. Smart and free, let the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play, just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again.
Revolution coming at you, and I was hoping to have a guest for you. We're having trouble connecting with him, so might have to do that another week. In which case, it'll be open lines. If we can get him, I'm bringing on a doctor. We had a call last week. It was concerned about whether or not there was a bug and all the things that I'm kind of trying to address and make sure people are perfectly clear on. This is a bioweapon. It was developed for your destruction. It was developed with your tax dollars, and your willingness to take it is how they're making this thing happen. It's nobody's fault but your own. For each and every individual one of you, the consequences that come to you from taking a COVID shot, which is basically synthetic AIDS, you can try and sue somebody, but who are you suing, really? You're suing your neighbors. Your friends, when you go to court and you sue the government, I'm putting that in air quotes, you're suing your friends, your neighbors. They don't want to pay for the damage that you've inflicted on yourself. So I hope people understand there's not really going to get any. It's kind of like the vaccine. They have vaccine court. Well, they'll give you a little change, throw it your way, but in the end, that's your retarded child. That's your brain-damaged child. That's your dead child. And that money that you get comes with strings. You can't tell anybody about it. You can't actually work to help or save your fellow man. You just keep your mouth shut and take the money. So in this case with the COVID, you're not going to get any money. Remember, these companies signed agreements with the different countries that they're in. A few countries wouldn't, you know, sign the agreements, like Bolsonaro in Brazil. And so they're all over him. But they signed over in America, you know, your military, some national parks, military base. I mean, they've got collateral to cover the damage. And it's not going to come out of the pharmaceutical companies' pockets. And the people who are doing this at the pharmaceutical companies aren't going to get in any trouble. So I don't know. I really hope people are starting to think about what exactly is happening. And the degree to which you and your own effort can make yourself a better world, a better life, reduce your risk, keep your health. So in any case, since I don't have my guest, I'm going to kind of open it up a little bit to some other issues in addition to the COVID. And I want to talk about the Canadian truckers and what's going on up there. Now, I'm one of those people that says kings don't protest. If you're protesting, you are trying to make somebody aware of something that if their action changes, your life will change. You're protesting, you want something to be different. But instead of directly making it different in your own life, boy, I sure don't like those schools teaching my four-year-old how to have sodomite sex. I really don't like those schools taking my children to gay strip clubs or to Islamic church, or saying prayers to an Aztec god of pedophilia. I really don't like that. I'm going to go with all the parents in the PTA, and I'm going to protest. I'm going to raise my voice, and I'm going to complain about my child having to wear masks in school and not have enough oxygen, not enough brain development. So do you want to complain about it? Do you want to just take your child out of that school? Because, see, that's what I did. I ran for state school board. I looked at the curriculum, 3-foot-tall books of every subject. I went through all of it with a highlighter. And that's how I figured out that they're intentionally dumbing down the children. DeliberateDumbingDown.com, Charlotte Iserby wrote all about it. And this is before I was introduced to her, but I could look and see for myself the facts on the ground, what was happening. And so I had a choice. I can try and rally hundreds of parents to come to my conclusion or agree with me about what my children needed to learn, or I could spend my energy just teaching my children the things I wanted them to learn. They're both expenditures of energy, but one is roundabout, wide, and the result that comes back to me as mother with my particular children, the result from the energy spent trying to change the school system, my child does not get that much energy. The results from taking my child out of school, changing my focus, and directing that toward the child. Okay, you need to learn geography. Here's a map and a globe. Every country, every capital, north, south, east, and west of each point. Every body of water. This is how you learn geography. It doesn't require a teacher. It doesn't require anything but your time and attention focused on whatever the thing you want to learn is. Do you want to learn to play an instrument? Perhaps piano? Warner's How to Play Piano. Wonderful series. I relearned piano with that series and learned it better than I did when I took 7 years of lessons. Why? Because I actually paid attention. I learned the notes, where they were. I learned the road signs, you know, how to read the keyboard, the musical signs. And I applied my focus and gained the skill set. That's what the child needs. They need to know how to play the instrument. They don't need to talk about the fairness of whether the inner city black child or the country white child or the whatever child has a crack pipe. I mean, I can't really get all crazy, but the things, the goals that they're trying to get for these children are not the goals that make a competent adult. To make sure that they, you know, have the same or think the same way as other people about trannies or about global warming or believing that evolution is a real thing. I mean, they still call it the theory of evolution. The theory of evolution. It's a theory because it's not a fact. But we're still teaching at school like it's a fact. So you spend more time re-educating your child, taking out the thoughts that the information that is false and replacing it with information that's true. Why spend the energy twice? I guess is the question that I'm saying. And this applies to everything. I just used schools as an example because it was an easy example. But it's easier to take your child out and put a real curriculum in front of them and have them learn real skill sets than it is to try to convince hundreds of other people to do what you want to do. And the beautiful thing about America is we were all here to do whatever we wanted to do. We're not supposed to be living in this collective, in this machine of cogs, of pieces and parts that you learn your job, you go to your cubicle, you do your function for the good of the group. That's not America. America is you have the skill sets and you blossom and grow and then you contribute and make something beautiful, and that thing that you create or produce is available for sale or gift to friends and neighbors, but there's a real thing that came out of it. It's not bodies in cubicles on phones calling, you know, sales calls. None of those things actually produce anything you can sell for a buck. The sale call actually makes a sale, but what I'm saying is you can spend 8 hours a day going to your job every day, and in the end, you come home and there's nothing you can, you know, sell for a buck. You know, what you did was you burned through your time. I mean, you may have gotten some sales, but nothing got produced out of, I don't know, I suppose something could get produced. If you're a good salesman, you're producing a lot of stuff that actually gets produced and sold. But I'm thinking more like call centers, I don't know, comfort things. Things that you can't eat it, you can't drink it, you can't sleep in it, you can't drive it. And I'm saying when we had a society where everybody did something that was real, you're a carpenter, a plumber, you were a glass blower, you were a farmer, you were a shoemaker, you were the things that you did actually produced something that was real and could be consumed in the society. And that is a successful society. Well, what have they convinced us to do through Cloward and Piven and just our sheer laziness? We allowed them to ship our manufacturing base overseas. We gave our jobs to the Chinese, who now slave up the Uyghurs and the Christians and the dissident Chinese, put them in work camps, slave camps, and produce products that they sell in competition with our products. I mean, who does that? Who gives away your manufacturing base so that you can pay to import the things that you must have back into your country? Who does that? Lazy people do that. Crazy people do that. The new American ace, the arrogant, the ignorant, and the selfish, that's who does things like that. Now, here's what we've got coming at us. We've got the consequences of doing that thing. We've got the Chinese. We're getting ready to go to, what, war with the Chinese, war with the Russians? Where do we get our uniforms? Where do we get our helmets? Where do we get our computers? Everything that you need for a war comes from the people you're fighting. How do you really think that's going to work out for you? And this is what I'm talking about. This is common sense kind of thinking, if we're willing to think. And I see so much blame. I see so much kind of just whiny baby man. Poor me. What are we going to do? We're not going to make it. Yeah, we'll make it just fine. But you have to turn off that idiot box. You have to stop listening to their loop playing in your head. Oh, we're going to go to war with Russia. Oh, we got to look out for COVID. Oh, you know, if you would turn off the idiot box, if you would turn off that phone except to go get good information from places where, yes, you hear what's going on, but then you also hear options and opportunities. What do we do about it? Okay, we see we're being invaded by millions of illegals that are being brought in strategically and inserted into the heart of our country to wait until their orders come down, at which point they're going to burn this place to the ground. They're going to have every bit of weaponry that we have, but they're going to be inside the gates. And so the question is, are we going to continue to give the fruit of our labor in the form of tax dollars? For those of you who are blessed enough to still have a job, I call it, a just under broke instead of a just over broke. But for those of you still working, are you willing to continue to give the fruit of your labor in the form of income taxes to a body of satanistic pedophiles who are using your money to destroy and overrun your country? Or are you going to take that step? Kelby Smith, hisadvocates.org. hisadvocates.tv. Look up the information for yourself. Talk to somebody about, well, let me see, how do I make sure that I am understood to be a state citizen, a king, above the government workers? Well, you take an action. It's not even changing your status, because where you're positioned is you're there by fraud. If you knew that they were doing what they were doing, it's not likely that you would have signed up to do it. That's why it's not taught in school. Why don't people know what Kelby Smith teaches? That should be normal standard school every day. Just like learning to read and write and cipher, you know, get a little math going on. There's rules for math for a reason, and they don't change. Do we want a world where math changes? Where everything changes, where one day it's one thing and Alice in Wonderland, the next day it's upside down world, the other thing? I mean, that kind of instability, no, thank you. Not interested. But the only way to stop it, instead of complaining about it as it happens, I don't like what's happening in school. Take your children out. I don't like the nanoparticles they're putting in the food. I don't like, you know, the genetically engineered food, the grasshopper genes in tomatoes and the, you know, the dead babies, the proteins in the vaccines and the all the different things that they're doing. Well, you have to stop participating in those things. And it's truly just that simple. Stop giving the devil place and you'll stop suffering the consequences of your errant behavior. When we err, when we go off the road of truth, the straight way, the one truth, and there's only one truth. There's not two sides of a story. There's one story, and then how you feel and where you stand relative to the facts of that story. One coin, two sides, a heads, a tails, but one coin. So we have to respect the truth. Insofar as that is the sword, that is the weapon by which we maintain our freedom. So, growing some of your own food, great way to get to know your children, great way to see how things grow, great way to connect with the soil, connect with your environment, remember what you are. As you look at humans today, we don't do any of the things that you do to be a natural human. We don't eat real food. We don't grow the food we eat. We don't spend time with our children in terms of education or passing down skill sets. We don't think for ourselves. We outsource our thinking. We turn on that idiot box and the mainstream, lamestream radio, and we let that flow. And I know it's not us, the people who would listen to a show like this. No, it's not you. But this is your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your families, your friends, the ones that isolate you because you won't wear a mask, because you won't go along with the woke, you know, idiocy. But this information imparted to them is basically the only way that we're going to survive this. If we keep going and letting foreigners invade this soil, don't produce any of our own manufacturing. The truckers right now, thank goodness they're there. That's the people are coalescing around the truckers because they can't. There's no media that's exposing the truth. Your local people, unless you start taking information to your local prosecutors, to your local attorney general, prosecutors, congressmen, representatives, they need to know what's happening. Coming back on the other side.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me. by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Undivided.
Yup.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love. Undivided.
That's right. We need to be undivided from the truth. And if you look at what's going on with the truckers up in Canada, the situation is the system itself. If you look at our Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, you will see the Congress is supposed to meet once in every year, and such meeting shall be in the first Monday of December, unless by law they shall appoint a different date. And they did appoint a different date. And the 20th Amendment, you know, Section 2, the Congress shall meet every I'm doing this by memory. I don't have a Constitution in front of me. The Congress shall meet coming together starting the third day of January. So it went from the first Monday in December, end of the year, where states settle up issues between themselves if there's any disputes within states, to meeting the third day of January, and meeting all year to tell you what to do, to tell you American citizens that are listed as U.S. citizens what to do. And as the corporate underling, you as the resident, you as the minor in the contract, yeah, they can't tell you what to do by your contract, by your agreement, which is why I tell you, take a look at Kelby Smith's information. You can do this yourself. You don't have to pay somebody to do it. But you do have to understand the truth if you want to have any chance of surviving this. And like I said, the truckers, they're going to get tired. They're going to wear them out. And, yeah, people came together around it, but what did you get out of it? Are the criminals still in position when you finish with this? Because, see, if somebody doesn't go to jail, if justice isn't handed down with regard to criminals who are committing fraud and treason and overthrowing our countries, if we don't deal with these people, Hillary Clinton cannot be running around having the State Department pay for play in her background, having ISIS, 19,000 bank accounts, shellgamewhistleblower.com. Read about the bank accounts. Who funded ISIS? Who's still funding ISIS? George Soros and funding the invasion. of people coming here. All the criminal activity that's going on, nothing's being punished. So it's not enough to coalesce around a Trump or a hero or the truckers or whatever. Each one of us, many hands make slight work. You have to do what you can do in your own life. Stop paying taxes you don't owe. Take care of your own children's education. Stop letting people lie to them and hurt them. Put masks on them. Diminish the size of their brains. Radiate them in these schools with 5G antennas. I mean, you haven't seen anything yet. Forcing them to mingle with children who have been vaccinated. You can say goodbye to their fertility and your future grandchildren. You won't be having them. So that's what I'm saying. We have opportunity, but it's not, you know, kings don't protest. There's no group begging. There's you standing in the truth, wielding that sword, occupying until he returns, Christ returns, truth returns, and you are the truth. You're to stand in it. Anyway, I have a caller. And by the way, people call on in. I had a guest. I'm trying desperately to do guests and not interrupt. I'm a horrible interviewer, but I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can. This is a whole new world for me as far as being a host. And I'm used to trying to say as much as I can in as short a period of time as I can and hope somebody will listen. So, again, you'll have to forgive me and appreciate your time and your patience with me. But phone number to call in, 512-248-8252. Any subject you want, just what are you doing? Revelation Revolution, what's new? What are you doing? What are you trying to expose? What are you changing in your life? So we have caller Alan from Texas. Come on in.
Good day, Lauren, my little black honey. Hey.
Hi, honey.
You know, this will be one of those, Lauren, this could be one of those situations where you and I could talk for hours on the phone, and we would have probably a pretty spirited discussion. I don't like to call them arguments or anything, because we both got minds that work in different ways, but we're not closed-minded. You know, you said something at the beginning of your show. You know, you brought up about, you know, what the children are being taught in school and everything, and you said, you know, science, you know, evolution, they're still teaching it as theory. And I'm like, I'm going to have to call in and correct her on that, because, Lauren, when I was in the Get Smart place, getting stupider while I was supposedly getting smarter on paper, I guess, I took a course called The Science of Evolution. And I've still got my textbook. It was copyrighted in 1977. I didn't take this class until like the late 80s, I know, by a guy named William D. Stansfield. And it goes through all the stuff. Most of it is genetics. It's very genetic heavily, you know. The genetic code, the central dogma, giant chromosomes, cytogenetics, segregation of alleles, you know, independent assortment, selection against haploids, selection favoring heterozygotes, selection modes. You know, it goes through all this stuff and uses a whole lot of, you know, scientific, you know, notation and all kinds of formulas and everything, selection against dominant mutants and selection against heterozygotes, all this stuff, you know, very heavily weighted down, you know, on genetics, which once again, we're having to take someone else's word as to exactly what the human genome looks like, you know, what any genome looks like. You know, we can get our basics, you know, the codons, you know, A, T, C, G, and their string, and, you know, however long that is, you know, that's an allele, the basic unit of inheritance, you know, genetic inheritance. It was taught in the college I was in as the science of evolution. They're not just teaching it as theory anymore. They're trying to say that this is, once again, like Fauci, the science is set. Trust the science. Believe the science.
All of those things are the science, and those things are real that are happening, but that's not evolution. Evolution would have to show one species and then the transition to another species with fossils stair-stepping all the way from beginning to end, and that just doesn't exist. And so the part that they taught you, that science was real. The part that
right.
they tell you there's no support for.
And this is the indoctrination part of the whole thing. You know, say like Fauci coming out and saying the science is set, and they're bastardizing that word, because science is always questing, never taking a given. It's always looking for something besides what they say is. You know, if you want to go Bill Clinton. It's a very confusing world. You know, you take your kids out of school, you know, and you can be just fine. Sure, you can be smarter, Lauren, but, you know, it's like my younger brother went and he got a mechanical engineer's degree, went to work for Halliburton, you know, And he came back, and I asked him, I said, you know, what exactly is it that you're doing? You know, what did your degree get you doing? And he sat down and explained to me what he was doing. Well, we do this and this and that. And I looked at him, I said, I that sounds logical. I understand everything you said, you know. And he looked at me, and he said, oh, no, you're much more mechanical than I actually am. He said, you could probably actually do this job as good or better than I can. And I said, but, he said, you don't have the piece of paper that will get you in the position making the good money that I'm making because you don't have the piece of paper to get you in there, even though you've got the brain and the knowledge and the know-how to do it. And that's today's frickin', that's confusion in what we've got to live through in today's world. Sure, you can. You can make something of yourself if you have, you know, the ability and the wherewithal and the luck, if you want to call it that, to find a niche in the working world, something that you can develop and not just rape and pillage, but actually try to be honest and produce something or have a service that you actually do some good for the rest of the people, that humanity around you, you know. I don't want to call it communism or communal or communitarianism or anything else. It's just being damn decent, you know, just trying to make a decent living and not hurt other people, not take undue advantage of other people, and be comfortable in your life. That's been my whole strategy the whole time I've been alive, before I could read or anything. I grew up in nature, saw how nature worked, and I kind of liked it. And then I had to get out in the human world, and nature has nothing to do with the human world. It's all been bastardized. So,
right, but again, that's a choice, and people make the choice. I chose to homeschool my children. They're very different. The children around them, their minds are much more expansive. They have a much deeper grasp on any material that they're involved in because they actually have to know it. There's nobody to fall back on. You either know it or you don't, and there's no middle ground.
And I'll tell and you, in today's world, Lauren, in the overall scheme of thing, in today's world that most of us, even if we don't want to, are forced to live in, that can almost be a detriment, having an open mind and being able to look at a situation and come up with a different conclusion than the one that Megyn Kelly tells you on Fox and Friends in the morning or something, you know?
It's only a detriment if you're dependent on the world. God said, come out of her, my people. Now, I was going to go back to the scientist, though. Jay McCanney, JMCCSCI.com. That's Jay McCanney. He's a tutoring physicist.
He has done exactly
what you said with regard to your brother. He had to develop his own system, support his own research, which of course means you don't waste time and you don't waste money. You're really trying to get something done, not spend the money and then wait for the next, you know, assignment pile of money and keep dipping in that pile, swimming in that pile. Instead, they actually are trying to get something done. But yes, he had to develop his own business. And this is what I'm encouraging people to do while we have the opportunity. Start networking, develop our own businesses, our own payment systems, our own insurance, our own getting together and supporting and building and working with people who are like-minded in a voluntary way. And that way, we don't have to feel so helpless, so lost, so, you know, it's very depressing out there.
Disgusted is a good word.
Yeah, disgusted. But you don't have to be. When your energy is focused on building something, you have less time for being disgusted. Truly,
you know, Lauren. Unfortunately, you know, the rest of the listening world out there, you know, hasn't had the opportunity to, you know, call and talk with you for hours and hours until one of us finally has to say, you know, I've got to go, you know, do this or that. You know, we might talk for 3 hours or more, and one of us eventually has to, you know, break away because we could talk for a month, you know. So, people see a certain side of you, they see a certain side of me, because we've only got such a short time to actually communicate with them, you know, for the most part. I've made some RBN friends that Andy in Texas, we talk for frickin' hours, you know, and eventually one of us has to break away because life goes on and you've got to get sleep or do something else, and unfortunately, I can't talk for a month with you, you know, at one time, and you know, just have a break to maybe go take a pee or something. But you know, Lauren, I do love you being out there. It takes all different points of view, you know, all different ways of looking at these things to have any chance. If we were all the same, we would be what they want us to be. You know, we would be this gray, you know, human mass, you know, that doesn't have independent thought or different ways of looking at things. I appreciate you being out there. I appreciate you being a friend of mine. And I'll let you get on with your show. And I listen to you every week when I can. If I'm here, I'm a listening.
I'll tell you what, I'm listening to you too. I'm trying not to call in all the time because it just kills me.
You do tend to try to dominate a conversation, kind of like me, but, you know, so be it.
Yeah, well, I love you guys. I love what you're doing. I love being part of that family. It'd be so depressing because I am the white sheep of the family. See, if you're black, you're the white sheep.
Yeah.
If you're white, you're black. But it is so nice to be able to come together with people who actually see and understand what's going on and, you know, can have a positive thing, a solution to say about it instead of just, you know, hanging our head and crying. So I appreciate what you
Solutions on a grand scale, Lauren, I don't have that. I can have my own solutions in the part of the world that I can control, but on a grand scale, man, in today's world, Lauren, I'm sorry. You know, with another one of these discussions where we would sit and bite each other and scratch, and we'd all come out kind of bloody with scratches all over us, but we'd end up being friends anyway. So.
Wait, Alan, I agree with you. There is no grand solution, but the truth is the truth for everything. You see what I'm saying? For a blade of grass, the truth is the truth. What it requires, the air, the soil, the water condition, doesn't matter where on the planet it is, the requirement that the grass seed needs is what it is. Now, depending on where you place it, Antarctica or Africa or right in the middle of America in a nice, loamy, wonderful piece of, you see what I'm saying? The circumstances are what are changing, not the requirements that are necessary for the proper and best opportunity.
Speaking of grass, Lauren, I'll break in for maybe the last time, hopefully, and I'll let you get on, but you know, when I was a child, like I said, I grew up with nature. When I was out, you know, in the pasture or out in the field or out in the woods somewhere, you know, I'd look at a tree or a blade of grass and I'd say, you know, I'm probably the only person that's ever seen this blade of grass and ever will. And it's got something weird about it, and it's like, it's just something, it'll catch my eye, and I'm like, wow, that's a weird blade of grass, or that's a beautiful little tuft of grass or something sitting out here in the middle of all this other stuff. And I had wonder, and I still do have wonder about nature and the world around me. I don't see it as just this set thing. And like I said, but that's the only, I can only control and have wonder in my small part of the world that I live in and that I can communicate with and interact with. And I still see the marvel and the wonder of the world because I can't look it up on my smartphone, you know, and say, oh, well, that's a, you know, this, that species of grass, it shouldn't be there. You're right. That's why it looked weird to you, you know? I can't do that. I just marvel when I see it. And there's still some wonder left in the world for me. And a lot of society doesn't have that anymore because if you ask them about something, you ask someone about something and they'll pull their smartphone out and they'll type it in and, oh, well, yeah, here's a YouTube about it, you know? And I'm like, no, you just defeated the whole purpose of what I was trying to say, you know? So,
they turn people into computers and so it's knowledge. But it's not wisdom, and it's not appreciation and gratitude.
It's information. It's not even knowledge, Lauren. It's just information.
But what I'm saying is that gratitude, that peace in you that has the wonder, that appreciates the beauty, the intensity of what you're looking at, that is the thrill of living. That sensation is what we've lost, a lot of people in society.
I'm a freak in today's world. I will admit that.
You grind to the cubicle, you grind home, you do dinner, you go to bed, you get up and do it again. It's not a job you want. You're building somebody else's dream. You're too tired to have wonder or to be grateful for anything. You're just existing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's definitely a synthetic world. Lauren, I love you being out there. I'll let you get on with your show. Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And God bless him. I love him. And I'm just going to continue from where he was at because this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. We are not... okay, we are not a collective, and I've got two callers, Pat and Jim, coming up. We are not a collective, but here's the thing. That Bible, it is the rule book for how to live life and have it more abundantly. That rules the same for everyone, that we all have different opinions about it and how much work we're willing to do to live the way that the Bible says to live. That is where we're different. That is where our fruit separates. So you have some people that obey the word, and you have this pile of fruit, and it is good. And then you have people that go and do it their own way. because the God in heaven that created each one of us gave us free will. And with that free will, if I decide that I want to shoot heroin till my teeth fall out, God didn't do that to me, and God didn't make this a bad world because he put heroin, he put poppies, opium poppies on the planet. We made a choice to make that opium poppy and to concentrate it down and to make it into heroin and to shoot it in our bodies and to lay there and basically fill your, you know, fill yourself with death and die. That's not God's fault. That's the choice that the men make. And what I'm suggesting is if people understood the power of their choices, the fact that if you choose to do that which is harmonious with life, that you will live. L-I-V-E. And if you choose to do opposite of that, you will have evil, E-V-I-L, and you will have destruction. And that is your natural fruit. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not God's fault. It's the choice we make. It's what America looks like right now with our open borders and our 50 million, you know, 70 million dead babies over the years of the abortion and all the things that we've done. Now we're to the fruit of it. And here it comes. And our choice is to repent. And to go back to doing that which is constructive and productive, that's the only way out. Now, that's not a matter of we all have to have the same opinion. It's a matter of the fruit that has to come to pull us out of this. I don't care how you get there, but you have to do that which is productive and constructive. And if you don't, you're not getting out of it. So anyway, we've got Pat. Come on in, Pat.
Hello?
We got Pat here.
Hi. I just decided... we need a woman president, and Lauren for president, and Julie for vice president. How's that?
Oh, how you doing, girl?
Anyway,
thank you.
And Chris for Chris Hinckley for ambassador at large. Okay.
Yeah, I know Chris Hinckley. Yes, indeed.
I think I know the difference in what Alan is saying and what you're saying. And Chris called it, he kept calling it the secret decoder ring. And he finally explained that it was some kind of box of cereal. See, these young people don't know stuff I know. I didn't know that. And what he means is the Holy Spirit. The
Amen.
Holy Spirit is the power. It's the power that gave Jesus his human body, you know, being hungry after 40 days of fasting and want water, but the Holy Spirit, he said, for it is written, and I could quote you everything you two have talked about. It is already written in there about that.
Amen.
You gotta go there to find out what is right. And then you don't take anybody else's interpretation for it. You ask God to help you interpret it for what's real. What are you getting at here? Because sometimes, like, you know, one of them, I think it was Proverbs 24, it says, I lay before you life and death, choose life. And then he says, eat honey, my son, for strength. Those two things go together. Honey's full of... minerals and things, and you're going to have strength when you choose life, right? Abortion,
yes,
anti-abortion. There you go.
Yes.
And so that's the number one thing. And the Holy Spirit can be easily offended. If you don't want him, he'll leave. He will leave, and you are really in trouble then. You really got to start trying to figure out everything.
If you think about what the Holy Spirit is, what is Jesus? He said, I am the way, the life, and the truth. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth.
That's another thing. I have a scripture I haven't heard anybody use on RBN, and I hope I can remember it. There are seven spirits of God. There's the spirit of God itself. There's the spirit of fear of God. And there's knowledge, counsel, might, understanding, and I can't remember all of it. But what you all were talking about was understanding and knowledge and all that. It's all God. So, well, I guess everybody knew I'd say that, but we're going to go around that whole...
Pat, somebody's got to say it. And see, here's the thing. Honestly, if it was our men saying it, we would be in much better shape because our men are the natural leaders. That is what God did. God, he made the man and the woman.
I have something about that, too. If men are on a talk show, they are very unusual because men don't like to talk, in my experience. But my finger wears out texting them, you know. But they don't want to talk. So if you're on a talk show, you're different. And that's why. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there because. Sorry.
Well, I appreciate it. And I was just going to say with you, the thing with Jesus, it's a relationship, not a religion. The legions, what did he pull out of that demon-infested man?
Right.
He said, what is your name? And he said, my name is Legion. And so what did we? What are the re-legions? Religions are the re-
5,000 legions. It's 5,000.
You see what I'm saying? Well, yeah, but what I'm saying
5,000
is...
What he was saying is he had 5,000 demons, and Jesus gave us the keys to the king, heaven, and when he went down and got him from hell. We have the power to throw out the devil, and we're not using it.
And here's the thing. That power is an individual power. The religions, Catholicism, Islam, Mormonism, all these different cults where everybody's got what the Bible says is different. There's only
one word.
That word is what all the religions need to come to and yield to. And that's not happening. The beautiful thing Jesus gave us is a relationship between us and God, each man with God through Christ, through truth. That is to not have a religion, it's to have a relationship.
I think there's one in one of John's, the little John's there. It says, you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Well, we need to get that unction. I'll let you go. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And we're moving on to Jim. Jim calling in. I think Jim's in Texas. I'm not sure where Jim's at. Jim?
Jim, thank you for taking my call, Lauren.
You are so welcome.
You're welcome. Do you have any recommendations for ways to treat mycoplasma infections?
Yeah,
I know you've talked about them.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't call it a... what I'm going to suggest is what I would do if I were you and couldn't get to somebody like me. I would try Super Silver, 30 or 40 parts per million. I don't think they sell 40 parts anymore. 30 parts per million.
Okay.
The reason I like Super Silver is because that has basically a frequency machine in the silver. So it literally does not have to get inside the cell where mycoplasma would be. Mycoplasma is a piece of a brucellosa bacterium spliced with a Vizsla virus. When it goes into the cell, it has no cell wall, so the big white phagocyte can't get in and eat it. And so you have to open that cell wall, pop it out into the bloodstream so the white blood cells can eat it, or something like the Super Silver sidles up, and the frequency vibration, you know how a woman sings and the high C and the glass breaks? When she hits the frequency of that glass and hits it with a canceling frequency, it shatters the glass. The zapper do that. I use zappers, harmonic quads, but it's a machine that'll run frequency through the body.
Okay.
But for a Super Silver, that is in the silver itself. So when it slides in and is next to the cell, it literally vibrates until it shatters the mycoplasma crystal. That's what I would do. Teaspoon two or three times a day for a week. If you don't think there's anything wrong with you and you take Super Silver, 30 parts per million, teaspoon two, three times, just as far as for maintenance, just to see what it does, things that you thought you would never get rid of all of a sudden start changing. Your chronic fatigue eases up. Your arthritis gets better. The reason is because it's killing pathogens that are stealth pathogens that normally your doctor won't find. Your doctor will not find mycoplasma unless he does a polymerase chain reaction. It's the only way to find it. And that doesn't mean the PCR doesn't work. It means that you just run it 15 times, 20 times. You don't run it 50 times.
Right. Okay, that is helpful, and thank you very much.
You are so very welcome. So what are you thinking about the truckers up in Canada? Do you think that's a worthwhile proposition to keep on going with that kind of activity in terms of trying to get ourselves free? Or would you think that we need to do more than just kind of raising our voices and, you know, shaking our fists at these people? What are your thoughts on what we should do now to proceed, to move forward?
Well, I think it's probably a good thing. There are a lot of precautions people need to take in that, too, make sure it's not infiltrated and there's not infiltration and attempts to wreck or damage or put out bad propaganda about the truckers.
Yeah, see, I see them.
I think it gives a lot of people hope for more freedom.
Oh, yeah, no, I am all for it. As far as the representation of all those people and all those bodies shows that it's not nobody. They're telling you nobody thinks the way you think, and they want you to feel alone. I get that. Now we've got the camaraderie. What I'm saying is, what's the next step? I would suggest for people to start, if you haven't contacted people in the truckers and that kind of thing, we need to start talking to them about, okay, what are the, as far as the prosecutorial charges. So in terms of the COVID, when you look at we're in America, so they would use their data versus our data. But, you know, when you can look at the Defense Medical Surveillance System and look at 48,000 deaths documented by doctors, where are the charges? Where's this information being taken to prosecutors, to district attorneys, to your local congressmen, senators? Put the pressure on. Take pictures with your cell phones as you deliver the data. Even if you just use the Johns Hopkins data in terms of pre-vaccine and post-vaccine. Death rate before vaccine, flat, steady, same as the 5 years before. Death rate after vaccine, spikes right after the shot. And it's over 140 countries. This kind of thing, we have to put the pressure on these people to prosecute and hold to account those people that are violating the Constitution and the, you know, their job. They're not doing their job to uphold and defend. They're not preventing insurrection and invasion. And they're allowing it. They're supporting it. They're using our money to pay for it. So we've got to get after them.
That sounds right to me, and I agree with that.
There you go. So, and like I keep saying, we now have to arrest Fauci. Arrest Fauci, arrest Fauci. I'm saying it on this show. I'm trying to get people to start getting that mindset. Instead of responding to what they say, oh, we need to lock you in your houses. Oh, we need to make you wear a mask. We want to make them respond to what we're saying. Why isn't Fauci in jail? I'm not listening to a thing that he says. I'm not going to give you any more money. No more tax dollars coming your way. You people aren't doing with the tax dollars what we're giving them to you to do with. When you give your tax dollars, is it to bring foreigners and place them in the middle of your country or run COVID on you and kill your population? And so, of course, the answer is no to those things. So we have to get after demanding prosecution, demanding accountability and justice. And if they don't want to do that, it's like these voting machines. If you won't pull the voting machines out and vote with pen and paper, we're just not going to participate anymore. And I know people are like, well, no, we have to vote because elsewise they'll win. They just stole a landslide election from the sitting most popular president in the history of this country. So if you can't handle that, if that's not blatant enough that you're going to continue to participate and think, well, if we get the Republicans, all the Republicans in the Senate and the House, and we have the presidency too, then we can do something. I remember that with Newt Gingrich. Remember that? Newt Gingrich and the 10, they had that 10 plank, you know, we're going to do these 10 great things. We got them in, and they didn't do anything.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, so I learned my lesson. What I call that is respect for the truth. Once you see what is, if you don't respect it, then you're stupid and you're free to be beaten and destroyed by the disrespect for the truth. That's again, that Holy Spirit of truth. That's what is respect. Truth just is. It's not truth and justice. Truth just is. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? Is it okay for these people to disrespect your Constitution, walk all over what your founding fathers laid down their lives to build so that we would have a place to grow free? And are we really going to throw that away? And so I really, we need some guilt. We need some shame. We need to have not just the disgust, then skip the fear, get to the disgust that they would do this to your country, and that nobody, that people would stand for it and keep paying for it and contribute it to it and let your children be exposed to it. Shame on you. And that's why I talk to people, Republicans, patriots, nationalists, Christians. How are you any of those things if you're willing to stand and yield to a lie out of fear or ignorance or whatever the reason, and then just complain and think something's going to change? Nothing's going to change unless you change it. And the easiest way to make a change is to change what you can change in your own life. Me voting for somebody once every other year does not make my life. Me raising my children, making sure they have a decent education, making sure they know how to grow food, making sure, you know, the modicum of respect for each other, and, well, more than a modicum, they value and they respect each other. You know, I remember growing up, and me and my brother and sisters, we were not friends. You know, we were in separate grades and we hated each other. And that's what they build. So I'm saying, and I'm saying too much. You know what I'm saying, Jim. I'm saying we have the power.
Yes, I do.
I want to know what we're going to do with it.
That was the contract with America under Newt Gingrich.
I couldn't remember. Perfect. And yes, we changed it to contract on America because of how little they did. It's like with President Trump. It's like with President Trump. I had so much hope when he, and I don't really put any energy into that, but I really did have hope that he would straighten a lot of this out, that he would really put Hillary Clinton in a cage like she deserves to be. And boy, within a couple of weeks, he was all about, oh no, Hillary Clinton, they're friends of ours. Huh? So I don't count on any man. I count on us changing our behavior, respecting the truth, valuing that Constitution that preserves and protects our liberty. We are to the end of the show. I thank you for your call, Jim, and hopefully next week we'll be able to get a guest in here to talk about the COVID. That's what I was trying to do. So you have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you next week. I mean,
undivided. Oh yeah. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. You
oh
got
yeah.
Job work or you're gonna go to jail.
Undivided.
I wish we didn't think like that.
Yeah,
why they gotta be all white or all black?
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.